There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Welcome to another day at Jitex, our third and final day here. It does continue, of course, tomorrow, but there's still a lot to get through this afternoon, not least of which is film video evidence of NLT astride a flying machine.
I'm still quite dizzy from it, to be honest. It was really good fun, but I was rubbish at controlling it. So I was kind of diving in the water and flying all around the Burj Khalifa. And, yeah, I was quite rubbish at controlling it, but it was good fun.
You seem to have learned nothing from your husband, because in that arena he has some skills.
Yeah, but I don't think he could fly as a person. Maybe he can do the plane, but that was pretty difficult.
I guarantee you he thinks he could fly as a person, because he's got stripes on his shoulders. But there you are. That's one thing. More on that later. Let's get straight into things here, though, and welcome Eric Eifert with us, who is with us, SVP for Managed Security Services at Dark Matter. Eric, good to meet you. Nice to see you.
Great to be here, guys. Thanks.
Good to have you here. So let's start with one of the issues in the industry. We realize the importance of cybersecurity. There are estimates that millions of cybersecurity vacancies globally exist today. It's a number that's only going to grow, obviously, as we start to get to grips with just how important cybersecurity is. How have things come to this? There are clearly so many vacancies there. What's being done to turn the trend around? Because we all know it's important, don't we?
It is absolutely very important, and I've been in the industry for over 20 years, and we've always had a shortage of skilled professionals, and it only increases because the cybersecurity landscape increases exponentially. So now we have IoT devices and cloud devices, things that weren't really prevalent 5 years ago. So as we try to deal with the shortage of professionals in this market space, new technologies come on board that need to be secured, so it introduces a whole new skill set that needs to be created, and the academic world is really slow at being able to generate the curriculum and the course material and the degrees to be able to keep pace with the fast cyber pace that we have to stay attuned to.
I guess it's something that keeps changing all the time as well. It's one of those things, the minute you learn something, it changes, and that's what they're struggling to maintain. But I guess if you're a big organization and you're thinking, right, am I aware there's a cybersecurity expertise shortage, but what can I do about it? How can I protect myself?
And that's where Dark Matter is really trying to help bridge that gap, where we have my organization, which provides managed security services. So let the experts provide those services for the organizations that don't have the ability to hire or train the resources themselves, and really can outsource that type of capability or work with us to generate the right mix of on-site personnel that they have themselves with support from a managed security provider like us.
There's an issue, isn't there, in technology, in that it's very hard to keep up with what's going on as a consumer, let alone as a professional. And I suppose what ideally, we need to foster an attitude in education that actually we need to be predicting as much as we can to try to encourage the students of now to become the IT professionals of the future, to really foster that, to put that in mind.
Absolutely. And we're working with a lot of local universities and even K through 12 to kind of build that excitement around cybersecurity and do hack in the boxes and capture the flag exercises to really provide a hands-on environment where not only learning can occur, but also the love and passion for this type of industry, which is very important.
You just said the phrase hack in a box. That's a thing?
It is, absolutely.
What is that, Eric?
So it's basically getting a group of kids together and provide them with cybersecurity challenges where they can try to break into a new device. So there's one at Black Hat this year where voting machines in the United States is a big deal because of the concern with influencing elections. And so you have these devices that are used in elections. And so we had a whole hackathon on how to break into election boxes and election systems to see how we can influence elections.
Did the kids break into the election?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course they did.
That
kids can break into a lot of stuff, which
that
is
raises a concern.
That mindset is what you need, because they don't have any constraints, so they can look at a problem in different ways, and that's what we want to foster, and that's what we want to capitalize to really encourage that type of activity.
And you mentioned it a little bit there, Eric. If you are a young person and you think cybersecurity, you know, how would I get into a career like that? What kind of qualities are you looking for in people to then train and go into this as a field?
So we were looking for people that are innovative type of thinkers, people that like to problem solve. Cybersecurity is. I mean, you're trying to think of ways that can bypass your security protections and get in and try to prevent that from happening. So people that can think outside the box, can think how to solve problems, investigate, and have that inquisitive mind really fosters that type of career.
So anybody listening now who doesn't think that way, but perhaps in the back of their mind thinks, my son or my daughter thinks that way, they're a little bit weird. Actually, it's not weird. There is a career for them.
Absolutely. And that's the type of people that we want, that really can look at a problem a different way and help try to solve those problems and look at new ways that we can protect ourselves, new ways that we can monitor those environments. And like I said, IoT is a whole new area that, from a security standpoint, how do you protect these devices? How do you monitor these devices that will, I mean, be embedded in medical devices in your body, that will be a part of the smart cities, that are going to link a lot of different sensors together? And it's a whole new area of security that we need to focus on, because as we evolve, that's going to be more and more prevalent.
Now, you've mentioned a few of the skills required. It's a very specific set of skills. It's sort of inquisitive, or as I like to describe myself, nosy, enjoys problem solving, enjoys investigating. That really appeals to me. And if I would have heard that, I would have thought, well, that's maybe something I can do, but I'm not very technically minded. How good do you need to be on that side of things? Or is it that simple that you need someone who is just good at problem solving?
Well, the great thing about the cyber space today is it is very diverse. So if you have the really mathematically inclined folks, they should get into cryptography, because that's what it is. It's mathematics and coming up with crypto algorithms and stuff like that. If you have somebody that's good with their hands and hardware, there's hardware reverse engineering that you need to be able to do to be able to look at hardware devices and see how you can protect at the device level. If you have people that are gamers and like to play video games, that's software development and trying to figure out how you can develop software protections and vulnerabilities and stuff like that. So if you look at a lot of the different areas, cyber has become such a wide range of capabilities. You really can look at a lot of different skill sets and find the right home for them.
There's a load in this. I mean, you need to sell cybersecurity to people. You need to market cybersecurity. There is a whole industry growing exponentially, as you said. But how are we doing here? Do we have a shortage of people joining the industry in the UAE?
So UAE is kind of a unique place, because you have, I'd say, two pieces. You have the government entities that need locals to fulfill some of the cybersecurity requirements that are reserved for the locals. And then you have just the growth of business in UAE that requires additional support from an expatriate standpoint. So if you look at both of those, it's different types of challenges. On the local side, how do you grow and foster and educate the local populace in those skill sets so they can fill those jobs? And then how is UAE bringing talent from other parts of the world here effectively and efficiently to fill the gaps here within the commercial space?
Just one last question. How well do you think we're doing? We have a growing education sector here. Hopefully, at some point, we can match that to the growth in the cybersecurity sector. How well are we doing at improving cyber skills, both from an industry standpoint, but also perhaps more broadly at a consumer level?
We're doing well. So we've seen a number of universities, local universities, that now have cybersecurity programs, both at the graduate level and the undergraduate level. So several universities have seen the need for degree programs focused around cybersecurity, which is great. So that helps not only the local population, but also those that want to study here. We're also developing cybersecurity ranges that allow for the hands-on experience with cybersecurity. And that's one of the big things that I see as necessary, is it's not just in the classroom book learning. You need to have hands-on experience in a laboratory environment where you can do vulnerability assessments, you can do hacking, you can do forensics, and really get that hands-on experience, which is also being built here in the UAE.
It's all the right words. Forensics, hacking, hacking
fun
a box.
Stuff, man.
Hacking a box.
Blast. I love it.
That's what comes across. Eric Eifert is Senior VP for Managed Security Service here at Dark Matter at the stand at Gitech today. Eric, it's been good to talk to you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you too, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank
in
you.
A couple of moments' time, we're going to welcome Emma Brain back to the stand. She's been looking at augmented reality, smart helmets, braille watches, loads of stuff to come. Plus, we're going to talk as well to, let me see. Oh, we're going to be talking payments of the future. That's coming up.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.